You know the way some people will go see any play or movie that features their favorite actor? That's the way I am about playwrights. There are certain actors that I just respond to, poet playwrights like Sarah Ruhl or Frank Higgins, and strong, solid punchers like Stephen Dietz. I've been a fan of Dietz since I worked on a production of his adaptation of Dracula a few years ago, and when I heard that Barksdale Hanover Tavern was going to produce his play Becky's New Car, I was excited. Fortunately, director Billy Christopher Maupin is just as big a fan as I am, and he has put together a terrific cast and designers to realize the play. Let's start with Becky herself. Melissa Johnston Price is a scream as frustrated housewife Becky, trying to balance her demanding work life with caring for her down-to-earth husband Joe, played by David Bridgewater, and their still-at-home graduate student son. Price is at her manic best in the first act as she sets up the world of the play, utilizing audience members to help get her work done. Bridgewater, always a solid performer, portrays the blue-collar roofer like he was born holding a hammer. He grounds the play with his common sense, and the depth of his love for Becky is what gives the play its soul. Gordon Bass virtually disappears into the role of Walter, the incredibly wealthy magnate who comes into Becky's life and immediately turns it upside down. I have generally found Bass's work to be good, although we don't get many chances to see him perform. Seeing him work with Price and Bridgewater is a real treat. Also turning in a fun performance is Daniel Moore as Becky's co-worker, a granola-loving tree-hugger who is carrying around about 16 tons of pain. His first-act meltdown keeps his character from becoming a one-note joke, and Moore makes the most out of the opportunity. On the technical side, I was pleased with Terry Powers' set, which offered several levels for the actors to work. It was able to properly divide work from home, and Walter's estate is separated and slightly elevated above all the other levels. Lynn Hartman's lights are deceptive. At first, it looked like she was just going to utilize simple washes, but instead she was able to isolate certain areas of the stage, which helped to create and identify the different locales. The costumes by Virginia McConnell were okay, as was Carlos Colazzo's sound. Director Billy Christopher Maupin has a good sense for the comedy in the production, but the play has a number of dramatic scenes that provide a certain counterbalance. Maupin is able to walk the tightrope, although he and his actors seem to be more at home with the lighter moments. Those are fun, and the near decimation of the fourth wall really connects the audience to the actors. Be careful if you sit on the front row. You may not want to make eye contact unless you want to end up on stage or stapling papers. Check out Becky's New Car. It's definitely not a lemon. For WCVE Public Radio, I'm John Porter.